Hey, everyone, is this on? I'm not used to having one of these communicator things. It's Bob. Sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. I'm just here to let you know there's some special news and a cool new experience that's coming, and you can find out about that if you join our newsletter. You can do that by going to, I think, something from the 90s called a website, the 2000s, civilizedpod.com. You'll see a newsletter sign up on the page. Sign up, and we can let you know all about it. And I'm told there's all kinds of really cool $5 Patreon bonus episodes, and you can get one of those. I think I'm in it, called Surprise, if you join the newsletter at civilizedpod.com. That's it. I gotta go save the world. Does anyone know what a dollar is?
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Take a moment. We regroup. We're good. We're all right.
What was that thing?
It was Bob, sort of.
That was not Bob?
It's Bob adjacent. It had been Bob.
Oh, my God. What if something like that happens to us?
We're okay. Bob, he said he ate something. We're not going to eat poop.
Bartholomew, there is now a Bob-like creature roaming the forest looking for us.
Well, I mean, we don't know that. It ran off into the brush. We could be fine. It could have forgotten about us. It could have found a love interest. Who knows?
Well, you would know a lot about forgetting people or leaving people behind, wouldn't you?
What's that supposed to mean?
You know exactly what it means. Bob was... he was literally dying, and you left him alone. How could you do that to someone to... How could you do that to Bob?
He asked me to. Bob made a choice. You know, we think about my job as telling you two what to do. But just as much of my job is allowing the two of you to discover yourself and make your own decisions. That's what I did for Bob, and I stand by that.
Bartholomew, there is a time and a place for giving us some motivation to make our own choices, but not when someone is clearly experiencing trauma.
He's gonna come back.
Captain. Captain, the lights have gone out.
Error.
Captain.
Error. Fatal error.
Our systems are down. I'll use the... Why don't I have a communicator? Okay. Bartholomew has one in his quarters. Captain, the door! Yeah. Okay. Think. Think. Ventilation ducts. Okay, let me just... Okay. Come on! Oh! Ow! Come on! No! Okay, get in here. Okay. All right, think. Marty's quarters. This is going the wrong direction. It's the only way out.
You know what? I have had enough. I don't want to be near you. I don't trust you. I don't believe that you even have our best interests in mind anymore. You can find your own way back to the ship.
Beatrix, now is not the time for us to split up. I mean, that Bob creature could still be out there. We need to work together and get back to the ship, and then we can talk about you being mad at me.
Bartholomew, how am I supposed to work with you? How am I supposed to do that if I don't trust you? You talk about us like the people that we are, the moment we're alive. The nows don't matter. It's always about the next iteration. Do you know how hurtful that is? For all I know, you've only died once.
You know, you don't think about what it's like for me. You and Bob only have to think about the now. Think about your current iteration and what you're going to do to go and find a new spot that day or try a new souffle recipe that day. Because you just get to come back. I see all of these iterations. I'm not going through that process. I'm the only one who stays constant from iteration of Beatrix to iteration of Beatrix, from Bob to new Bob to new Bob, and always the same old Bartholomew there, the only one who sees the full mission and is under that pressure to keep it going. So while you might be there telling me that my decisions are wrong, remember that I'm doing my best too. And with pressures that you don't understand.
I would understand if you talked to us. I would understand if you tried. I would understand if I had working memories. Do you know what it's like to wake up and not know what happened to you the day before? Do you know what it's like to be foggy like that? To not know if you're actually yourself or if you're just implanted with someone else's memories? Do you have any idea what that's like? I put on this happy-go-lucky facade all the time because I know if I let the dark thoughts that I'm feeling, the depth of how scared I am take hold of me, I would never walk out the door into that forest. But I do it every time, even though I know that I might be dying a horrible, painful, traumatic death, and that this might be the time I remember. So don't talk to me about having to watch people. Don't talk to me about this lack of empathy for the mission. Don't talk to me about detachment. Attachment is the only thing that keeps me going.
Okay. Oh, it's getting tighter. Right, this has got to be the right way. This is heading right past parties. Wait, what's... There's a grate. Oh, there's light. This is like... I feel like I'm really near parties. What is this? I gotta push this. Jump! It's red light. What is this? It's like an armory. These are guns and these suits. What are these body suits? And the consoles are working in here. What is this? Emergency override protocol 357.
All right, Beatrix. We can't spend this whole walk in uncomfortable silence.
I don't know, I felt pretty comfortable.
Listen. If not knowing everything that's going on is wearing on you, we have a long walk. Let's make it question time. What do you want to know?
Okay. There was an iteration I woke up and I found Bob in a pool of blood in front of my pod. And you were standing there with a form and told me to sign and wouldn't let me keep the pen. What happened? I don't remember much after that, but that keeps coming back to me, what happened.
Bob got hurt. Bob was hurt.
For God's sake, Bartholomew, if you're not going to take this seriously...
Bob was hurt because Bob needed to be hurt.
What?
We couldn't work with that iteration anymore.
How do I know how to do that? It doesn't matter. Power rifle. Body armor. Check. Captain. Emergency override, 357-427.
Error.
What the?
Error.
Captain, if you can hear me, open these doors, or I'm gonna blow them open.
You really want me to tell you, Beatrix? Because there are some things that I think you and Bob are better off not knowing. You want to know why Bob was hurt at that time? Why I hurt Bob at that time? It was because he was getting too close to information that he does not want to know.
Why don't we want to know this, Bartholomew?
Do you ever think about why we're here, Beatrix? Why we're on this mission? How we got here?
I mean, I think about how I'm the scout and I'm supposed to go out and discover good spots for terraforming. Create a map of the surrounding area, which has been difficult considering how many times we've moved, but...
Sort of weird, isn't it? That a ship with a scout, a marketing guy, and one HR person, that's what was sent to terraform a whole new planet?
Well, I just thought that it was for the good of the mission.
It's for the good of the new mission. The mission that we have to have now. Now that it's us that's here.
I don't understand.
And I don't think you want to.
Barty. Barty, can you hear me?
Bob?
Bob?
Beatrix.
Oh my God, Bob!
Oh, it's working. Look, I don't have a lot of time. The ship is in emergency protocols. It's overridden. It believes it's under attack and it's about to take off.
What?
You're on the ship now?
Not for much longer.
What do you mean? Why does the ship think it's under attack?
I may have blown a few of the doors open.
What?
Look, I'm triangling your position now in case I lose you. Don't move from there.
What?
No, Captain! No, stop! Don't lift off!
Bob! Oh my God!
Bob? Bob!
Oh my God. Oh my God, what do we do?
I guess we stay here.
Well, we can't just stay here! We have our communicators. He can find us, can't he? We have to do something!
He said he was keeping track of our position. I mean, what can we do? We don't have the ship. He does.
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm not good at just sitting. I'm not good at this.
Okay, well, let's do something. Let's not something for the situation. Just like, you know, keep ourselves occupied. We could, build a fort.
What?
You know, a fort. There's sticks and brambles and you know, foliage all over. We could make ourselves a little hut.
Okay. Okay. I mean, shelter. That's step one of survival is you make shelter for yourself and find a good water source and then a source of food. Because you only have a few days to survive without water, so if you can build a shelter, then we're gonna do... Oh, okay! Oh, there's leaves! There's leaves everywhere! Don't take any leaves from the trees that are alive, but let's get the leaves that are on the ground already and we'll start building. There's a good mud pit right there. You can get the mud and only sticks from the ground because you don't want to tear any of the sticks off the leaves. Okay, yeah! Okay! I'll go get some stuff!
Okay, we're doing. That's good. Doing. Waiting, not talking. Doing.
Hey, Bartholomew, do you have any sticks yet?
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Mbula Enobong, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
Oh my God, we're pretty high up. The door's blown. Odds of successfully jumping out of a ship and living. Fuck it.
A Fable and Folly production.